Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land of Canaan, it will be allotted to you as an inheritance with these boundaries. Your southern border will extend from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom on the east. Your southern border will run from the end of the Salt Sea, cross south of the ascent of Akrabim, continue to Zin, and go south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go on to Hazar Adar and proceed to Asmon, where it will turn from Asmon, join the brook of Egypt, and end at the sea. Your western border will be the coastline of the great sea. This will be your boundary on the west. Your northern border will run from the great sea directly to Mount Hor, and from Mount Hor to Lebo Hamath, then extend to Zedad. Continue to Ziphron and end at Hazar Enan. This will be your boundary on the north. And your eastern border will run straight from Hazar Enan to Shepham, then go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and continue along the slopes east of the Sea of Chinnereth. Then the border will go down along the Jordan, this will be your land, defined by its borders on all sides. So Moses commanded the Israelites, apportion this land by lot as an inheritance. The Lord has commanded that it be given to the 9.5 tribes. For the tribes of the Reubenites and Gadites, along with the half-tribe of Manasseh, have already received their inheritance. These 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance across the Jordan from Jericho toward the sunrise. Then the Lord said to Moses, these are the names of the men who are to assign the land as an inheritance for you. Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun, appoint one leader from each tribe to distribute the land. These are their names: Caleb son of Jephunneh from the tribe of Judah, Shemuel son of Amihud from the tribe of Simeon, Eliad son of Chislam from the tribe of Benjamin, Bukki son of Jogli, a leader from the tribe of Dan, Hamiel son of Ephod, a leader from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph.